Nimrud strode the high parapet of his castle, his black cloak streaming up behind him. His raven-black hair shot through with streaks of white, like the lightning flashing among the black storm clouds he watched and reveled in, flew in wild disarray.
Blow, wind! Thunder, roar! Lightning, rend the heavens! I, Nimrud, command it!
The sorcerer had no power over the storm. It was a pure thing of nature. Instead, he seemed to draw a strange vitality from its awesome force as he gazed out toward the bay where Piggin's ship lay at anchor. Nimrud could not see the ship. His castle was built upon the topmost peak of the highest of the rugged mountains, which rose out of the sea to form his forsaken island. The bay was a league or more away as the gull flew. The storm, spreading its anvil high into the atmosphere, flew on reckless wings in from the sea. Nimrud watched, his thin old body shaking in paroxysms of demented glee. His sinister features lifted upward toward the storm by the raking streaks of lightning. Loath to leave, Nimrud the Necromancer turned and darted back into his chamber.
Yorick! Yorick! Light the incense! I feel like following the storm!
Nimrud's henchmen scuttled ahead of him as he descended the spiraling stone stairs to a vaulted room below. The room was bare stone except for a five-sided stone altar standing in the center. Yorick, with torch in hand, flitted around the altar, lighting the pots of incense which stood on low metal tripods, one at each corner of the altar.
Leave me!
Nimrud stretched himself upon the altar and folded his hands over his breast. Soon, he dropped into a deep trance, and the sorcerer's breathing seemed to stop altogether. As he sank into the trance, his mind rose up as if through layers of colored smoke, ascending on the pungent vapors of incense. When the smoke cleared, he was flying high above the earth, in the face of the onrushing storm. The wizard closed his eyes, and when he opened them, he had taken the form of a kestrel, soaring in the turbulent air. His body tingled with excitement as he played among the rolling clouds, diving steeply and rising again in the blink of an eye. As he wheeled ecstatically through the rushing wind, he watched the land slide away beneath him. Directly below, he saw his castle, dark upon its crown of mountain. To the west, falling sharply away to the bay, the thickly wooded hills hunched like the backs of tormented beasts. Beyond them, the glimmering crescent of the bay itself. In a sudden blinding burst of lightning, his sharp kestrel's eyes spied something in the bay.
I wonder what that might be. I will fly closer for a better look.
Nimrud dove into the wind, streaking to earth like a comet, and heading for the bay.
A ship! Could it be Piggin's ship? So soon? I did not expect them for another week.
Then, hovering in the air above the bay, the wind whipping through his feathers, Nimrud saw far below a small boat break away from the side of the ship.
Aha! My guests have arrived!
With that, he flew back to the castle on the speed of the racing wind and swept into the vaulted chamber through an arrow loop in the wall. He alighted on the edge of the altar and became a wisp of gray smoke lingering in the air before dissolving above his own entranced form beneath. As soon as the smoke vanished, the wizard's eyes snapped open and he sat upright with a jolt.
Yorick, come here at once! Where is that fool servant, Yorick?
Nimrud met Yorick at the door.
You called, wise one?
Yes, Toad. We have work to do. Our long-awaited guests are even now arriving. We must prepare to meet them. Call the guards. Assemble them before my throne. I will give them their instructions. Hurry now! No time to lose! Ha ha!